From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bull Knobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Howdy, y'all. This is Mike Patrick. Welcome to Grand Country Rewind. Hey, I'm just sitting here in the vault of classic country music, staring across the room at my co-host, Jamie Hagee.
Howdy.
And, hey, we've been waiting, just waiting for this red light to come on and play you some great classic country music.
The red light is flashing, that is correct. This is Jamie, and howdy to y'all, and I'm doing more than just thinking about playing some music for you. I have my finger on the big button, and I'm about to launch some great hits on you.
Okay. Tonight's solid gold lineup includes Barbara Mandrell, Bill Anderson, Cal Smith. How about some Connie Smith? Ooh. The one and only porterfied me, Mike Patrick, and a gospel song from our very own New South.
And our featured artist of the week is one of my favorites of all time, Keith Whitley.
Boy, he had some great songs. We're going to play several of those for you. And this week's Vintage Branson Moment features the 10th show to start here in town, the Low Sisters.
But tonight we kick off our show with the legendary and very beautiful Barbara Mandrell.
This first song is one of the songs which helped her become a big star. This is her first number one hit from 1978, and the title is Sleeping Single in a Double Bed.
Sleeping single in a double.
But I'd only be sorry, 'cause drinking doubles alone don't make it a party. Another sleepless night, and it's the same old story. When you're the only one at two in the morning, I'm sleeping single in a double. Single in a double bed.
Though you broke my heart, still, though we're far apart,
I love you still. Still,
after all this time,
still,
you're still on my mind. I've lost count of the hours, and I've lost track of the days. In fact, I've lost just about everything since you went away. Everything that is, except the memories you left me. And that's one thing that no one can mar. I don't know who you're with. I don't even know where you've gone. My only hope is that someday you might hear this song, and you'll know that I wrote it especially for you. And I love you wherever you are.
Still,
after all this time,
still,
you're still on my mind. This flame in my heart is like an eternal fire, for every day it burns hotter, and every day it burns higher. And I haven't been able to put out one little flicker, not even with all of these tears. My friends think I'm crazy, and maybe I am, but I'll carry this torch just as long as I can, for someday you might just decide to come home. And I want you to know, I'm still here.
Still,
though you broke my heart,
still,
though we're far apart,
I love you still.
From 1963, that was Whisperin' Bill Anderson with his second number one hit song, Still.
We have to take a break and pay the bills right now.
That's Randy Plummer or Bill Anderson.
A little of both. You're going to want to stay with us, though, for our next segment, because coming up next, we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which tonight is Keith Whitley.
It is going to be good. Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Don't miss this star-studded benefit concert for Branson radio personality Janet Ellis. She lost her hair, but not her flair. Lineup includes Tony Orlando, the Lennon Sisters, Billy Yates, Clay Cooper, Bucky Hurd, the stars of Grand Country, Ryan Pelton as Ellis, and host Steve Willoughby. Showtime is 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, June 13th at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater. Tickets are $20 and group rates are available. For more information, call 417-339-3003.
Than you've ever known. Just hold. love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes.
From March 1988, that was the late, great Keith Whitley with his first number one hit, Don't Close Your Eyes.
What a great song. What a great artist.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of the show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. We're going to give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And as mentioned, tonight we celebrate Keith Whitley.
That's right. Jackie Keith Whitley was born on July 1st, 1954, in Ashland, Kentucky, but grew up near Sandy Hook, Kentucky, with his two brothers and one sister. In 1969, Keith and his brother Dwight performed in a music contest competing against Ricky Skaggs.
Mm.
Keith and Ricky became friends, as the two had many common interests, including listening to and playing bluegrass music.
Well, it's always interesting to hear how somebody is discovered.
That's right.
And here's how it happened. The two teen boys were soon discovered by Ralph Stanley. Ralph was 45 minutes late to his show due to a flat tire. When he opened the door to the club he was performing in, he thought he was listening to the Stanley brothers on the jukebox. But no, no, no. It was Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs. They both joined Ralph's band. Keith became the lead singer in 1974.
In 1983, Keith moved to Nashville to pursue a career in country music and signed a record deal with RCA Records. By 1984, he had released his first album titled A Hard Act to Follow. He was trying to achieve his own style, but the critics regarded the album as too erratic.
By 1986, Keith released the album L.A. to Miami. This album gave him his first top 20 country hit, Miami, Miami. You cover that every now and then on France Country USA. It was followed by three more hit songs, and during his tour to promote this album, he met country music singer Lori Morgan. The two were married in November of the same year and had one child together in 1987.
I did Miami, Miami on the Wilkinson Brothers show that year.
Yeah.
Most certainly did. That means nothing to anyone. Okay. Although married and enjoying much success, Keith was battling a lifetime of alcoholism. He had begun drinking very early in life at bluegrass gigs, long before he was of legal drinking age. He had tried many times to quit drinking, but he also struggled with depression, making it even more difficult.
On May 9th, 1989, Keith spoke with his mother on the telephone and was visited by his brother-in-law, Lane Palmer. The two had planned a day of lunch and golf. They were then intending to write songs for Keith and Lord to record. Lane left, and when he returned, he found Keith face down on his bed. Alcohol poisoning was determined to be the cause of death.
In 1994, Keith Whitley's widow, Lori Morgan, along with several of Keith's friends, including Ricky Skaggs and Alan Jackson, recorded a tribute album. It was titled Keith Whitley, a tribute album.
Great artists, as I said, and great songs. We're going to play a couple songs. We start with my pick, I'm No Stranger to the Rain. This was his last single released before his death, and it, of course, went to number one.
Mm-hmm. Following that, you'll hear my pick, Miami, Miami, released in 1986. It went to number 14.
Right now, here's our featured artist this week, Keith Whitley.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I've fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in a downpour. I've been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers, but through it all I've withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain. But when I get that foggy feeling, what am I feeling now? If I don't keep my head, I may drown. But it's hard to keep believing I'll even come out even while the rain beats a hole in the ground. And tonight it's really coming down. I'm no stranger to the rain, but there'll always be tomorrow, and I'll beg, steal, or borrow a little sunshine. And I'll put this cloud behind me, that's how the man designed me, to ride the wind and dance over a king. I'm no stranger to the rain. Oh, I'm no stranger to the pain. Behind me, that's how the man designed me, ride the wind and dance in the hurricane. I'm no stranger to the rain. Oh, I'm no stranger to the rain. Everybody talks about the California quakes, but the first time I ever felt the earth shake was in Miami, when Amy touched me. Oh, it shook me. I told her I loved her and I wanted to stay, but she said, be sure and I'll call you in LA. Even in the taxi I could hear my telephone ring.
calling me from Miami. Miami, what took you so long? I thought you'd never call. Miami, 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 love me after all. Now Amy just called and said, please come back. Said, I'm on my way, babe, ain't even unpacked. I want you, I love you, that's all she had to say. Goodbye, LA. Now once again I'm Miami bound. Can't wait till this plane touches down, 'cause I know Miami will be waiting at that Miami gate. I can't wait, Miami. Miami, what took you so long? I thought you'd never call.
That was our featured artist this week. Man, some great songs. What a talent. Keith Whitley.
Coming up next, we have Cal Smith, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, featuring Branson's 10th founding show, The Low Sisters.
That's right. Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
Don't miss this star-studded benefit concert for Branson radio personality Janet Ellis. She lost her hair, but not her flair. Lineup includes Tony Orlando, the Lennon Sisters, Billy Yates, Clay Cooper, Bucky Hurd, the stars of Grand Country, Ryan Pelton as Ellis, and host Steve Willoughby. Showtime is 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, June 13th at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater. Tickets are $20 and group rates are available. For more information, call 417-339-3003.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous woman, Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are? Standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yes, that's my bottle, and yes, that's my glass, and I see your eye falling, this pretty young lass. It ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me, and and we don't need no sermon. You self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
The Lord knows I'm drinking.
And running around.
And running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning.
The Lord knows I'm sinning.
And sinning ain't right.
And sinning ain't right.
But me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight. Goodbye, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous biddy. I don't need your preaching, and I don't need your pity. So go back to whatever you hypocrites do. And when I talk to heaven, be nice and I'll put in a good word for you. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
The Lord knows I'm drinking.
And running around.
And running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning.
The Lord knows I'm sinning.
And sinning ain't right.
And sinning ain't right.
But me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight.
That was Cal Smith with a number one hit from 1972. Mike turned 20 in 1972. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
Hi, folks. This is Mary Lou Turner, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It is time for Vintage Branson. Each week, we salute one of the first 10 founding shows here in town. This week, we honor the Low Sisters.
The Low Sisters opened the 10th show here in Branson in 1980. Their parents, Ken and Yvonne Lowe, were musicians who passed on their talents and their love of music to their four daughters, Teresa, Sheila, Sandy, and Kathy.
Well, they were living in Indiana, and their road to Branson started in 1977, like several shows at that time. Started on a family vacation to the Ozarks. They fell in love with the area and bought property on Indian Point Road. They started a campground and made plans for a music show. They opened that music show, the Lowe's Ozark Mountain Country Music Show, on July 4th, 1980, at the Indian Point location.
It was in 1983 that they relocated to the famous 76 Country Boulevard in Branson proper. With the combination of gospel, country, blues, and pop in their shows, audiences love their amazing four-part harmony.
They had a very successful run in Branson and on the national scene as well. In 1986, a performance on the famous stage of the Grand Ole Opry helped the ladies hit the Billboard country charts with two singles, Good and Lonesome and Crybaby.
The Low Sisters sure helped pave the way in making Branson the entertainment capital of the world. And they're just sweet, sweet ladies.
That is an understatement. With this week's Vintage Branson Moment, here are the Low Sisters with Love Don't Come Any Better Than This.
Was it the full of the moon or the lonely night? Look in your eyes or the need in mine? Was it just red rose got us caught up in a sway that night. Whatever it was, we wanted some more. The feeling flowed like never before. Two hungry hearts lucked out. Look at the love that we now. Love don't come any better than this. Who would have thought your goodnight kiss would end up waking me up every day? Love don't come any better than this. When we think it's good as it gets, it gets a little better. How sweet it is. Was it your telephone call when I was feeling low? The knock on the door when I needed you most.
was it just the stormy night? We didn't care if the lights ever came back on. Was it the luck of the draw, the spin of the wheel, that got us caught in love so real? That night was meant to be, love discovered you and me.
Love don't come any better than this. Who would have thought you could not gears would end up every day. Love don't come any better than this. When we think it's good as it gets a little better. How sweet it is. Oh, love don't come any better than this.
That was Branson's 10th founding show, the Low Sisters, with this week's Vintage Branson Moment.
Well, it's time to pay those oppressive bills, but stay with us, because coming up next, we have a favorite show moment from our own Branson Country, USA, and entertainment news with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
You want to keep it right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for spectacular music, great vocal harmonies, family comedy, and Ozark hospitality, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South, featuring the best variety of your favorite tunes of any shows in the Ozarks. It is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Don't miss this star-studded benefit concert for Branson radio personality Janet Ellis. She lost her hair, but not her flair. Lineup includes Tony Orlando, the Lennon Sisters, Billy Yates, Clay Cooper, Bucky Hurd, the stars of Grand Country, Ryan Pelton as Ellis, and host Steve Willoughby. Showtime is 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, June 13th at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater. Tickets are $20 and group rates are available. For more information, call 417-339-3003.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike and myself, along with this week's special guest star from the Branson Famous Theater, Brandon Mabe of the Ball Knobbers, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country. Each week we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA. And this is really one of your personal favorites, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a good one,
Mike,
guys.
Patrick, the night was June 26th, 2014. And this song features the Golden Throat, Branson's number one song stylist, Mike Patrick.
Go on. Okay. I mean, go on.
I'll keep going. Okay. He's singing a 1961 Leroy Van Dyke number one hit song. So here's Mike Patrick with Walk On By.
Yeah. If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello.
Hello.
I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner.
guitar.
In a dimly lit corner on a place outside of town, tonight we'll try to say goodbye again.
Goodbye.
But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Now let's get out of here.
I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies. Hello and goodbye.
It's time for Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Journalist. Show critic. Show producer.
In name only.
Quote Jimmy Lancaster, Josh Clark wears many, many hats.
Ooh, I tell you what, son, the hats are getting tall, too. You know, for the longest time, I always said when I grow up, I want to be Mike Patrick. And I still do, except for the, man, I tell you what, Mike, this whole Janet Ellis benefit, she lost her hair but not her flair, Wednesday night, not even a date. We were saying Wednesday night, June 13th. Now there's not even a date. It's just Wednesday night. And it's getting closer and closer. And this has evolved into me saying, look, I want to keep it 2 hours. I want to keep it nice and smooth and bam, 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 bam. It's going to be a big show. It's going to be a real big show. I talked to Tony Orlando's manager, Miss Susan, and she said, yeah, so I think Tony wants to use the band. And I'm thinking, the Grand Band.
Mafia.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, no, he wants to bring his band. And at first I was like, oh, okay. And then I thought to myself, that's Tony Orlando. He can do whatever he wants. And so he is. But that just goes to show, man, what Tony and these guys are doing for Janet.
Absolutely.
That's why we're doing this benefit, y'all. Like, for those of y'all that know Janet, hopefully you've already got your tickets and you know why we're doing this. For those of y'all that have just hit town, or maybe you're coming to town or something like that for this Wednesday night, Tony Orlando, the Lennon Sisters, Righteous Brother Bucky Hurd, Billy Yates, Clay Cooper, the Branson High School Theater Department, Ryan Pelton from Legends in Concert, and last, certainly not least, the stars of Grand Country.
Dude, this is a show to be missed. I mean, we talk about the Hot Winter Fun Show if you're a local. This is equivalent, okay, guys? If not, I would say it's on top of that. And then if you're a visitor coming in to get to see this lineup in one show for a $20 ticket.
And not only that, but the one thing about Branson that really stands out, especially for people that come here to visit, is they feel like they're a part of town. They feel like, you know, there are people who live all hundreds of miles away from here, but they feel like Branson is their second hometown. Guys, this is your chance to come and mingle and hang out with people, with us, with
Absolutely.
Me. I mean, me and Mike Patrick, we're going to be there. So if y'all have ever wondered, I wonder what old Josh Clark looks like. You know what Mike Patrick looks like. But if you ever wondered what Josh Clark looks like, prepare to be disappointed. But come on, I'm even getting a haircut. How about that?
And folks, if you don't know, Janet Ellis is a radio personality on KRZK. If you listen to us in Joplin or there in Harrison, she has the morning show Monday through Friday on KRZK 106.3. It's called Ellis Island, and she's been broadcasting how many years?
She's been on the air for 24 years.
24 years. And you know, sometimes in life, God has a plan for you. Branson, Missouri was definitely God's plan for Janet Ellis, because you couldn't ask for a better ambassador, somebody that embraces community, is the voice of this community. I mean, there's times when there's crises, you turned on Steve and Janet or Janet. On happy times, you know, you're there. And it's just one of those things, if you didn't turn that radio on of a morning and hear that voice, it wouldn't be Branson, Missouri. And, of course, you know, she's been fighting breast cancer. And we've got a great benefit show Wednesday night, 5:30 p.m. Maybe a two-hour show.
Maybe a little bit longer, two hours. We're going to try to squeeze everybody in. And, guys, we've got raffle items. We're going to be selling raffle tickets. We're going to have some big ticket items. And it's not just going to be one item. We're going to raffle off some baskets, like some groups of items that have been donated and collected. Everybody's just gone out of their way to make this event special. Now all we need to do is for everybody to show up.
Absolutely. And for tickets, you can call 417-339-3003. And I'm going to tell you, if you have show tickets for another show that night, trade them out.
Yeah, or you
because
know what?
You don't want to miss this show, and it's a great cause.
It is a great cause. And if old novice show producer Josh Clark has anything to say about it, you won't even have to make that choice because you can still go to a 3 o'clock show.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
And get there by 5:30, and then if it's over at 7:30, you can still hit your 8 o'clock show.
We'll get it in at 2 hours.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Stay up with Josh multiple places.
Every Wednesday, Friday, Branson Tri Lakes News. Every Thursday, Branson Live. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK. And we wrap it up with a bow. Every Saturday on this fine program.
Thank you, Josh.
Yes,
if I could see you just one time, oh, how I'd ease my troubled mind. If I could hold you just one time and then pretend that you're still mine. Lips that used to thrill me so, they now thrill someone else I know. Gone is the love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh,
Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter. Don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree.
Don't miss this star-studded benefit concert for Branson radio personality Janet Ellis. She lost her hair, but not her flair. Lineup includes Tony Orlando, the Lennon Sisters, Billy Yates, Clay Cooper, Bucky Hurd, the stars of Grand Country, Ryan Pelton as Ellis, and host Steve Willoughby. Showtime is 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, June 13th at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater. Tickets are $20 and group rates are available. For more information, call 417-339-3003.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. We hope you've enjoyed this hour of classic country music.
And don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we have Branson Country USA. You want to stay with us for another hour of great music, fun, and a performance from this week's special guest star. From the Branson Famous Theater, we have Brandon Mabe and the Branson Famous Ball Knobbers. That's all coming up next, right here on Branson Country USA.
To sing this week's gospel song, here's New South. They're camping in Canaan land.
I had left the land of bondage with its earthly treasures.
my journey to a place where there is love on every hand. I've exchanged the land of heartaches for the land of pleasure. I'm camping in Cana's happy land. Every day I'm camping.
Been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.